is Mark Schaefer in Albany. If Governor Cuomo really wants the U.S. Senate to refund the states and localities, he should read Jane Mayer's profile of Senate leader Mitch McConnell. Mitch only cares about power, and his power comes from huge fundraising for Republican senators from the mega rich.
Yeah, Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. I just want to congratulate WAMC on having Mario Cuomo on. Mario. Yeah. Andrew Cuomo, yes. And we remember Mario also, but that's different. I am so glad to hear him because he makes so much sense. And even though I'm a Charlie Baker person in Massachusetts, but I think Cuomo makes a lot of sense. I'm glad he's going to Savannah today. I think that's a hell of a thing for him to do. Anyway, I could go on and on, but you get the idea that I love hearing him because he makes sense. One of the few people who gets on the air and publicly makes sense out of some of this nonsense. Thank you.
This is Michael Sconyers. I live in Norfolk, Connecticut. I was listening to the news this morning being July 21st, about the secret federal agents in Portland and the president sending similar people to Chicago, and it sounds like nothing so much to me as Germany in the late 30s, 37 and 38. They should simply call these people Gestapo and stop pretending that they're doing something to protect people. They're protecting Trump.
Hi there. My name is Andrea Cousins. I'm calling from Leverett, Massachusetts. I'm calling about a comment that Alan made regarding Dr. Birx, saying that Trump was not listening to her. There's a front page story on this past front page of the New York Times, in which Dr. Birx is described basically as a lackey. She's caused a lot of the trouble with the denial of the pandemic's seriousness. So I would suggest, Alan, that you take a look at that. You were the one early on who had questions about her, and you were right. Bye-bye.